With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. We're now into the third week of Montana's reopening plan, and we thought it might be helpful to check in on where things stand with our case count, testing, and reopening.
New lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 illness in Montana have been dropping week by week to a point where last week only 6 tests came back positive. That's down from a high in late March when sometimes 20 cases were identified a day.
As of yesterday, there were 20 lab-confirmed cases in the state, though we'll throw in our usual caveat that it's possible more people have the illness who haven't been tested or aren't showing symptoms. Toole County currently has the most active cases in the state, nearly all of them related to an outbreak at a nursing home there. The remaining COVID-19 patients there are in isolation, and no new cases have been diagnosed in weeks. This outbreak has been the deadliest in Montana, accounting for 6 of the state's 16 deaths.
Last Friday, Governor Steve Bullock said testing is starting to increase as more supplies like swabs, vials, and personal protective equipment shipments arrive in the state.
As we strive to increase testing capacity, continue to get supplies both for testing and PPE, and with our ability to contact and trace, I believe we'll be able to quickly respond if we see an uptick of cases in the community.
Bullock recently said he wants 60,000 tests a month. So far, a total of 23,000 tests have been run in Montana. Over the past week, the state lab has run about 450 or so tests a day.
As for contact tracing, recent analysis from the state health department says more than 2,000 contacts have been identified through the contact tracing investigation process. These investigations cross county and reservation boundaries. Close contacts go into quarantine for 2 weeks, and a nurse checks in on them every day. And a reminder that quarantining those contacts is critical to containing the virus because you're removing the possibility of one of those people infecting someone else. As of May 1st, about half of the state's total cases were found through that contact tracing investigation.
Montana still isn't a place where everyone in the state can be tested. There aren't enough supplies to do that, and there's no guarantee someone wouldn't contract the virus after they were tested. Instead, Bullock last Friday said the state is targeting vulnerable populations with expanded testing that started this week. The plan is to start with 21 long-term care and assisted living facilities, testing about 2,200 residents and staff. The governor has said he also wants to test people at the state's 2 veterans homes, other state-owned congregate care facilities like Warm Springs, and Native American communities.
We'll be testing for symptomatic and asymptomatic.
The state analysis released last week also shows we're back to the majority of new cases being picked up from out-of-state travel as opposed to in the community. That's true for a couple new cases that were found in West Yellowstone last week. And more broadly, places like Flathead County determined that 40% of their cases were picked up elsewhere. This highlights a real fear that we're hearing from listeners. With so few cases here in Montana and everything starting to open back up, are people going to come here to escape the pandemic?
The requirement for incoming travelers to quarantine for 2 weeks is still in effect. That directive isn't attached to the governor's reopening plan, and Bullock hasn't given any indication on when he will lift it. Last week, he said the Montana National Guard is still checking travelers' temperatures at certain airports and train stations, and the Department of Transportation has posted signs on highways coming into the state.
No plans or no announcements yet as far as lifting sort of that quarantine period for those that want to travel to Montana for vacation.
We'll note, though, that enforcement is largely up to the travelers themselves, and county health departments and county attorneys have some enforcement mechanisms.
Montana's gradual reopening is going to take another step forward Friday, when gyms, theaters, and museums can open under new guidance.
This is still under phase one of the larger reopening plan, right?
Right, but since that first phase was announced, phase one has expanded. Pools at hotels and motels were retroactively opened last week. The opening does not include hot springs.
I mean, each piece of this, and when we announced this, even said, none of this is written in stone. We want to see what's happening in our states and our communities as businesses are also preparing to open, and it'll be a phased approach all the way along.
Some counties are taking a slower approach to reopening. Notably, Missoula County kept bars and restaurants closed a few extra days, though last week Missoula started to align itself with the state's reopening timeline. On the other hand, most Native American tribes renewed their call for people to respect restrictions on reservations.
Can I just back us up here a minute? You said we're still in phase one. Really big picture, what does that mean?
Big picture, it means we're still at the start of reopening, and people with underlying health conditions, people over 65, are being told to still stay at home. Everyone else is strongly encouraged to continue social distancing. Group sizes are limited to 10 or fewer people when physical distancing can't happen. Some schools are bringing students back for in-person instruction, but that's more common in really small schools. You might have seen pictures last week from Willow Creek in Three Forks. Teachers were using pool noodles to remind students to stay 6 feet apart. Bigger school districts have opted to stick with remote learning for the rest of the year.
So to recap, some businesses are choosing to reopen under new half-capacity and social distancing guidelines. New lab-confirmed cases in Montana are dropping, even as we're slowly increasing testing. The governor says we've flattened the curve, but we're not out of the woods. The incubation period for the COVID-19 illness is about 2 weeks, so we might see a bump in lab-confirmed cases in the next couple weeks as reopening continues. There's also a big question mark about whether Montana will see another surge as summer tourists come into the state. Thanks, Corin.
Thank you, Nikki.